In these days of such confusion, days of turmoil, days of unbelief, we as Christians, the church at large, we need to be very clear with the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there is one solemn truth which surely comes right to the fore at such a time as this, it is the truth that death and judgment are on the way. The reality that, contrary to what most people like to think, we are not invincible. We do not go on forever. We are not independent or without accountability to our Creator God. It is incumbent upon those who know the truth that we do not become like the false prophets of Jeremiah's day, those who said, "Peace, peace," when there was no peace. But that we warn people lovingly and yet boldly to flee from the wrath which is to come, to repent of their sins and to turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. That we help people to understand, first of all, the bad news that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are therefore under His condemnation. But then, the glorious good news that Jesus Christ has lived, died, and been raised for our justification. In the incident, the fall of that tower at Siloam, it's very interesting that after Jesus had rebuked the people for assuming that those who died in that disaster were guilty of worse sin than they were, Jesus never spoke of that event as being an accident. He actually used that moment of calamity to warn the people of the greater calamity which is to come. He said, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." In other words, just as those people had perished in the collapse of a tower in the providence of God, Jesus was saying, so you will perish, eternally so, unless you repent. And so, dear friends, may we not only take the warnings of these days very seriously, in the church, bowing down low before God and seeking His mercy in prayer. But may we so love our neighbor that we're willing to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to bear upon their lives in any way that we can in these incredible times that we're living in. Psalm 46 says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how He has brought desolations on the earth. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress."